welcome to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. I am one of your co-hosts, Laurie Spencer, my husband, Tim Spencer, and, of course, Rick Schmidt. Rick, are you online this morning? Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Sam. In the meantime, welcome everybody to the show this morning. It is August the 4th. Saturday morning, of course, and my husband and I are back in Georgia at the moment, spending a few more days with our son, who's going to be shipping out here in, I believe, January. So we want to spend a lot of time with him before we headed back home. Other than that, we had a great time in Florida. My apologies for not being on the show last week. Anytime with my mom, I'd take her back. I'm guessing Rick's on the line now.
Good morning, Rick. You there? Yes. Yoas Akeem. Yeah, I heard you had phone problems, buddy.
Yeah, apparently so. The deep state, of course, doesn't want to hear anything I had to say.
Or me, or Lori, for that matter.
Precisely. Yeah, I'm surprised we're still... I'm surprised we still have a pulse. I guess the only good thing about being not Alex Jones is the fact that they let you live. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd say you're probably right, without getting sued too often.
Yeah, because I've noticed that nobody seems to be able to take care of the crops and the chickens except me. So for the time being, I need to be breathing Terran air. So
I hear you. Well, anyway, you looking at anything in the news today, Rick?
Oh, my goodness. Well, in the news, yes. So to the point of the news, and I know that by definition we're not supposed to spend a lot of time on financial, and I won't. However, with respect to... Sorry, I've been doing chores here. I was trying to get them done by 10. With respect to that, I noticed, interestingly enough, that about 60 days ago, Russia was holding around $100 billion in our debt, which is not a lot, but they sold half of it, and now within the last week to 10 days, they have sold about 70% to 80% of the remaining debt.
They're buying gold with it, Rick.
Yes. Well, it's an interesting thing. If you can have a dollar, which is worth 3.8 cents, and you can turn it in for either silver or gold, there is a concept that I cannot actually get my head around. I mean, and I've said this before, I just have to... It's one of those weird things where you feel like you're really getting over on the man. When you trade something that is completely worthless and going down in value for something that can basically, you know, probably only go up. So, and
right.
I say that, you know, because we all know how investments go. I swear I've never had one that actually worked out, but I'm hoping for the apocalypse because this will be. I'll break my record. I'll actually buy something that goes up in value, and that I'm looking forward to that. Even if I only
I think the only thing Lori and I have ever made money on investment-wise is real estate, honestly. And gold. Lori bought some gold here, and it has gone up four times in value since she bought it.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, I'm pretty sure if the deep state
or in dollar amount, not value.
Right. Oh yes, and you know we don't need to get into what that means, but you know gold stays the same, the dollar goes down, and it looks like you're making all kinds of money. But first of all, you wouldn't want that money if it's that worthless, and secondly, it's basically an optical illusion. You know, you're comparing something that's worth. All you're really doing is hanging on to your money in a static way. Gold is to protect your investment. It isn't, it's not really supposed to be like, buying a stock that's supposed to go up in the next 30 days. That's not what it really is. It's a place to park assets so that you don't lose them. That's what it is. That's what it always has been, and I suspect it always will be that.
I think you're right. Now, there was something Lori wanted to talk to you about, Rick. I'm not sure exactly yet. I don't know if you and her ever connected last night on the
phone. No, I tried, but I never actually did it. So, well, what's and what is it?
Well, actually, you guys talked about last week, if I'm not mistaken, everybody getting ready to put in their fall garden, correct?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Well, we have, and I'm going to have to, if I can pull this up real quick, if I have Skype up. I got a recipe for everyone. It's the Southern recipe for collard greens.
Yeah, there you go. This is the deal.
Yeah.
This is my favorite part of the whole show.
Okay. All right.
Everybody likes to eat. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to read off the recipe.
Well, you better tell everybody to get a pencil, not a pen. Get a pencil.
Yes, everybody go ahead and get a pencil, okay?
If you
missed anything, yeah, Lori's, you're always welcome Lori's to call it.
Are you going to post it or anything, or what are you going to do?
Yeah, post it till we get home, Rick.
No, that's fine, although I don't know how everybody's going to be able to wait, but that's all right. So Lori's collard greens... Lori's collard greens would look like what?
This is a Southern style collard green, okay?
Yeah.
So, all right, if everybody's ready, you need 2 sweet onions, finely chopped.
Oh, good.
Okay. 2 smoked ham hocks.
Holy mackerel. What do we need greens for?
4 cloves of garlic, finely chopped. You're going to need 3 32-ounce containers of chicken broth, okay? Now, whether you use the broth from the chicken that you've cooked and saved, that's great. If not, you know, pick it up in the store. That's why I said 32-ounce containers. 3 pounds of collard greens trimmed, okay? In other words, you're just trimming off the bad parts of the leaves, okay? 1/3 cup of vinegar.
That's interesting.
2 tablespoons of white sugar. 1.5 tablespoons of salt, or to your taste if you're not a big salt fan or you're trying to cut back on salt. And 3/4 a tablespoon of ground black pepper. Okay?
Ooh, I'm getting hungry, and it ain't even lunchtime.
Yeah, that's amazing. That would be good. How long, what are we supposed to do? How long are we supposed to simmer this?
Okay, this is going to take you approximately 15 minutes to prepare, okay, everything. But it's going to take at least 4 hours to cook. Okay? You're going to combine your onions, your ham hocks, and your garlic and in your stock pot. Add your chicken broth. Cook the mixture over medium heat until the meat is falling off the bone. It takes about 2 hours, okay?
Oh, right.
Then you stir in the collard greens with the vinegar, the sugar, salt, and pepper into the broth mix, and you cook the greens until they've reached desired tenderness, which takes about 2 more hours.
So this is a low and slow recipe. This takes a while.
Yes,
yeah, but
does.
It is so good, Rick.
Oh, no. So I'm just saying, so you could calculate backwards. Start with the time that the hands come in from the field, which is like 7 at night. So you got to get this going by about 2 or 3 at the latest.
Right.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Something else that goes real good with that is cornbread and... beans of your choice. I like pinto beans. But,
pinto beans, you know, are something. I'm trying to find those in bulk around here, and do you know it cannot be done? Costco used to keep a 25-pound bag. I should have loaded up on it. I didn't, because at that point I did not know how valuable pinto beans were. But yeah. I have a real affinity for refried beans. And
I do too.
And I called Costco this week, and the only thing they got is they got it in a 7-pound dried, which is that's not terrible.
No.
So yeah, so you know, it's just not as handy as the big 25-pound bag, but and not to get off the subject. So Laurie, that absolutely sounds amazing. And by the way, with respect to this, collards or vates, believe it or not, they're actually called Vates, V as Victor, Vates. Why they're called Vates, I have no idea. I guess that's a Southern thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you don't have to. You could use, I'll bet, you could do this with mustard greens, and I'm betting you could do it with beet greens. Beet greens would probably be wonderful. I have a suggestion with respect to Southern recipes, which I guess I should mention. We should do some of this in some kind of an order. There is if you go to shrimp and grits. Now, shrimp and grits is a Southern thing, and you know you will hear from the Southern ladies that the Southern ladies will oftentimes. You know, even though God's opinion is the real measuring stick, the Southern ladies will measure themselves in the quality of their shrimp and grits. And if you go to YouTube, I'm not gonna do the recipe for you because it's really quite simple. You know, you're gonna make your grits and then you're gonna make your shrimp mixture, which is interesting. But if you go to YouTube, look under shrimp and grits, the second one. Now the first one is by an Italian restaurant. The most popular one is by a New Orleans Italian restaurant. And they got a slightly different take on stuff. But if you go to the second one, the second recipe that shows up on YouTube is, I think his name is Charlie Andrews. He's an African, Charlie Andrews version. It's the second one that pops up. He is a black chef out of New Orleans, and he does the New Orleans style. And the interesting difference between the two, between South Carolina, Georgia, and the New Orleans-style shrimp and grits, is really, they're very similar, except that down in South Carolina and Georgia, of course, they want to use ham. They want to use their hams, right, which they're famous for their hams, but you do need to smoke meat with your shrimp, and so down in New Orleans, they're going to change that out for andouille sausage, which is, you know, anybody who's ever made gumbo knows that You're gonna have to lay your hands on some andouille sausage. Yeah. It's a smoked sausage. Basically, it's a kind of a Louisiana type thing. But you can get it at the you can get it at the local Walmart. Walmart's got andouille,
and it is absolutely delicious. I love it.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, and even just andouille and eggs is just a fabulous thing. And for those, by the way, with respect to this, two things. If I don't want to overtalk myself here, but with respect to saving food for the preppers, you know, it's great to store beans and rice, and I'm all for that. But at some point, aren't you just going to get tired of beans and rice? So there are other things that store well. Potato flakes store very well. And who doesn't like mashed potatoes and gravy? And the other thing that stores very, very well is grits. Grits. Grits is, and it's, I could look and see if it's gluten-free. It's corn, so I suspect even if it has corn gluten, it won't be to the extent that, let's say, wheat would have gluten. Wheat is, you know, that's how you get, you know, that's how you make your best bread is using the gluten out of wheat, but right. Tough to make a decent bread without gluten, but anyway, and with respect to beet greens, we have, in fact, and this is going back to how Laurie actually started, was with respect to the fall garden. Right now, I am putting in copious amounts of beets. And I will get back to the southern recipe thing in a moment. But with respect to the fall garden, now, last week and now, is the time, according to, which I have in my left hand, Clyde's garden planner, you got to go to the fall side. Don't get confused there, because one side is spring and the other side is fall. If you look in there, you'll find a slip of paper that tells you when your first average fall is. Now, you know, this isn't written by God. This is just, you know, this is general, so you can't count on it. But especially with the weather lately, holy criminy. Last week we were down in the 50s at night, and I was having the time of my life. The birds thought they were going south. I couldn't keep the hummingbirds out of the feeder. I mean, it was insane. And they were actually cooperating for a change, which normally, if you've ever seen a hummingbird fight,
all the time.
Yeah, oh, they're vicious little things. It is what I would call a tempest in a teapot, but boy, if they go within an inch of your ear, you'll think somebody shot at you, because it has the exact same sound as a bullet going by. So it is really startling. But the first, here around here where we live, it's about the first spring, first fall frost is, killing frost is right around Halloween. So if you set that up right there on that line, there's a slide, it's like a slide rule. Set the red line on Halloween, and then you see what you can put in right now. To my great shock, among the things that can be planted now for the fall, well, here's what it is: cucumbers, okra, pumpkins, summer squash, carrots. This week is carrots, cauliflower, chard, peas, and beets. So what I am completely shocked about, and I had a lot of my winter squash killed by the squash vine borers. Those things are vicious here. It is tough for me to get winter squash around here, because we have such a problem with the borers. But they get into the vine, they bore into the vine, and they put a worm in there, which actually just, your vine will just die, the whole vine. Basically starting somewhere near the bay. Oh, yeah, it's horrendous. And I was spraying some lethal stuff, because I said to my wife, look, I don't care what I have to do. I'm getting squash this year, winter squash, because I'm sick of, you know, having to look at these truckloads of stuff come in all around me, and I can't grow any. It's embarrassing. Well, they still got some of my vines. They got about half. Yeah, it's frustrating. So they got about half. But the good news is the squash vine borers are kind of on the wane. We're getting into the late year where the flea beetles are kind of going away. The cabbage butterflies, which do so much damage to all the cabbage family, that would be broccoli, Brussels sprouts, kale. You know, anything in that whole family, those cute little white butterflies, they lay their eggs, and then the next thing you know, you got those little quarter-inch green worms on the back of all the leaves. And you go walking by, and then, you know, your brassicas look like grandma's doily. You know, they're just like, you're like, holy cow. You know, it's just brutal. So we're getting past that. So, you know, now, Miss Laurie, you know, this is the time, if you're going to put in a fall garden right now, if you're north of us, you're probably late. And if you're south of us, you probably got another week or two. And if you've got Clyde's $5 garden planner, which, you know, I honestly don't know why you wouldn't want it. Do I hear music or not?
Hear music, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 3 minutes. 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We have been talking about your fall garden this morning, and we have also been, I gave a recipe for collard greens. I just want to note to everybody, if you're not a big ham hock fan like we are in the South, you can always substitute those ham hocks for turkey necks, okay? So that's a substitute for the meat in it, but they're really good.
I missed that. What were you using for a substitute, Laurie?
You can substitute turkey neck for the meat
turkey
inside
necks?
Your collard greens. Yeah,
like
the neck.
A of some kind. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Or smoked chicken, right. Smoked chicken feet, but make sure you trim the toenails.
Oh, you're right up. Okay.
Yum.
Actually, I like that.
Chicken feet?
Yeah.
Well, I got 26 of them you can have.
Okay, well, I don't have a smoker set up right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, they're still on the chicken, but I'll let you know.
Okay.
Well, that's a good thing, because the chickens need them.
Out of curiosity, guys. Yes, yes.
Have you guys heard anything good in the news this past week, since I wasn't on last week?
No, you know... Yeah, but you know what? I'll speak first, and then I want Tim to. I was just complaining to my wife because you know, here in the metropolitan St. Louis area, and I've mentioned, you know, that I went to high school in Ferguson. This place. I'm about 45 minutes outside of St. Louis now, but I grew up there. This is a rough town. St. Louis statistically. There's only one city in the world that's more dangerous, and I think it's Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and
right.
Even places in Africa aren't as bad as St. Louis. If you go in town and you're not carrying, you're probably not thinking clearly,
which could get you hurt. And so I was complaining. I said, you know, if the news, of course, they pander to this. When this, you know, I'm actually getting to the point. They want to sell their cars and their pills and whatever else they're selling, you know, by showing you who shot each other in the leg or in the. And what's funny is if somebody gets shot and taken to the hospital, they'll say, "Well, he didn't die. Where'd they shoot him?" Instead of saying they shot him in the butt, they'll say, "Oh, on the corner of Wisconsin and Minnesota." You know, it's like, yeah. Oh, no. Where'd they shoot him? Not where'd they shoot him. Where'd they shoot him? You know, so
right.
That's the big joke around here is, you know, where'd they shoot him? Oh, you know, in the leg, you know. And so what I would say is the lack of good news, Laurie, is I wish there was a station that would spend 3 minutes on the violence and 23 minutes on the weather and good news, then I would watch that. I would watch that station.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I agree, Rick. You know, I looked at the news this morning as I do before every show, and I honestly didn't see any encouraging signs or good news. Apparently, Turkey has reciprocated on sanctions against the U.S., that
sure.
We put on Turkey, you know.
You mean they're going to raise the price of opium?
No. They
Man.
Just anything that our Interior Secretary or Jeff Sessions owns in Turkey has been confiscated. Of course, they probably don't own anything in Turkey. You know.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Just like the U.S. did to a couple of their ministers of whatever. But, you know, and then
right.
We're talking about putting sanctions on China because China is buying one-third of Iran's oil, and Trump has
right.
promised that, you know, the oil supply, oil export business from Iran is shut off by November 4 or else.
Uh-huh.
So, no, I didn't see any great news this morning.
Yeah.
But
see,
I did learn
the
something.
Problem. Go ahead, please.
No, I was just going to say, I did learn one thing interesting yesterday. My son and I went riding around. He had to go by his E7's house, and I met this E7's wife, woman from South Africa.
You need to probably tell people that's a sergeant.
Yeah. Well, my son's a sergeant.
Okay.
He's a, what is it?
Five.
Not staff sergeant. Next one up.
Six?
But anyway, make a long story short, this young lady, first she said she was from South Africa. I said, oh, really? I said, what part of South Africa? Well, she says, actually, Rhodesia. Have you ever heard of it? Of course,
well,
in the 70s.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she didn't know. Most people she talked to don't know that Rhodesia and, you know, or Zimbabwe used to be Rhodesia.
Right.
But we talked for about 20 minutes, and she was basically saying how bad things got. And what a terrorist organization the ANC was, which I knew anyway, you know, Nelson Mandela's people, you know, how they're really a terrorist organization. But anyway, we'll talk about that after the break. Ladies
sure.
and gentlemen,
absolutely.
We'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back. You're listening to Rules of Survival here on RBN. I just want to mention, if you haven't tried the Extendivite, like you heard on the commercial, and you're having circulation problems and all, it's a good thing to try out. Tim does take it, and it helps him quite a bit. And most of our listeners already know what he's been through. So, like I said, it's a good product, and it's all natural. So,
It is a good product.
I have used it,
and I really do like it.
And let's see. I wanted to remind everybody to, if you can afford it, you know, whether it's $1, $5, whatever a month that you can spare, to go to RBN's website and donate what you can monthly. If not monthly, then maybe a one-time charge. And to keep RBN on the air. We'd all appreciate it here at RBN. Now, you were talking about the young lady that you met, Tim's
right.
Announcer.
Right, right. Well, anyway, folks, this lady, extremely nice, extremely intelligent, speaks about five or six languages. I forgot what my son Kelly said. But she was explaining to me how, and pardon my language, folks, but I don't know how else to put it, how everything went to shit in Rhodesia in 1980 when the blacks took over. You know, right now they're killing farmers there, you know.
Yep, I heard that. I heard that.
You know, and according to her, it was almost a civil war between 76 and 80, and I didn't realize it was that bad. But she told me a couple of stories I really don't want to repeat on the air because I don't want to identify her. But make a long story short, things were very, very bad, and she escaped in 1980 and came to this country and has become quite successful. But the point is here, it's one more example how a socialist-based government
You know, they're not actually communists. They're, you know, borderline. But how a socialist-based government, where they come in and collectivize the farms, you know, how it fails. And Rhodesia, I think, was in the 70s, was one of the richest countries in Africa, if not, I think it was second richest.
They've got all kinds of resources down there, including the diamonds.
That's correct. But now, you know, basically the whole country has deteriorated, you know, to the point where it's unworkable anymore. And the massive racism against whites is so bad that the government is encouraging people to go burn farms and, you know, farming infrastructure, kill the whites, and take the land.
There we go. That sounds kind of familiar, really.
Yeah, it does. So, you know, I just wanted to make that point.
Well, it is interesting to me that what a cancer the left is. And, you know, if I'm offending somebody on the left, I'll meet you at the corner and we'll talk about it nose to nose. I don't really care. These people destroy everything they touch, and I do believe you've got a couple factions there. You've got these Soroses and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. You've got the deep state. You've got the Bilderbergers and those people who are actually planting it. And then you've got the useful idiots, people like Antifa and other dopes that you know receive their marching orders from these people and actually respond. I'd say, you know, I'm busy gardening. I am not going to go stand on the corner with a sign. I saw last night where they're taking the Antifa members and teaching them how to break ribs and also showing them how to use guns, which must be a first for them. They're planning up there on the Portland coast. They're talking about taking this Rhodesian nonsense to Oregon. And, you know, these people aren't – anybody who thinks these people – have given up and gone away. Think again. They're not done with us.
Oh, no. I was reading a news story this morning, Rick, where apparently it's a far-right group, Patriot Prayer, I think the group was called, apparently, according to the news. Now, I don't know if this is true. I know nothing about them. I've never looked at their website. But apparently, in this particular case, these last two protests between the Patriot Prayer people and the Antifa, however you say it, and the anti-fascist, supposedly, protesters,
yep,
who are more fascist than Nazi Germany ever thought of being.
Oh, yeah.
You know, apparently, the police this time are going to let the right-side protesters, if they have an Oregon concealed weapon permit, you care.
Yeah.
Of course, the same thing applies to the other group. Last time there
Of course, they like to force a fight. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, fist fights.
Last time there were fist fights. Time before that, that was declared a riot. Two men, I'm assuming African-American, I don't know, but two men were stabbed to death by one of the drunk far-right protesters.
You've got the castle on. I've been thinking about this quite a bit, this exact situation. You know, so you're a normal guy on the street, like me, let's say an old white guy, and you just happen to have a 1911 on you, and you are picking up your wife from work, which means you're probably in an urban setting. And it starts, and now we've got the castle on. Now you're being threatened openly and directly by a group of what I just leftist losers. Okay,
right.
So now you're being threatened, and now you produce a 1911. Now these people. I'm thinking in that you know a mob mentality, it's kind of like a narcosis that takes over, like a psychosis. I'm thinking that at some point they're just going to completely overlook the fact that you're holding a 1911, and they're just going to go ahead and go for it. And then,
right.
You know, you don't have any choice but to defend yourself. And now what happens? Now the cops are on you. And here we go. So
right.
What I'm thinking here is we probably need to talk to Jimmy about that $19 a month insurance, because I don't feel like going that on my own.
Well, Lori and I already have it.
I need to deal with that. I need to deal with that. Jimmy, text me. Get me off the, I need to quit cutting bait. I need to fish.
Yeah. Well, you might have.
I just always forget. Yeah, it's one of those things. I keep pushing it to the back burner, but I'm sure it can be just, a monthly deduction off your credit card.
It comes right out of our checking account. It's $19.95 a month, I think, for Lori and I both.
Well, I've got my cat chipped, you know, and that way if anybody ever finds my cat, it comes back to me. And,
yeah.
but I don't have Antifa insurance. And so
right.
How smart am I? So it's, yeah, so, we need Jimmy to put that, that information out there just one more time so that.
Hey, Jimmy, if you're listening, call us.
Oh, he's there. He's always there. So those people who are doing what I'm doing, where we mean well, but we never get around to it, you know, maybe we stop screwing around and just, you know, because, you know, if these people get away with what they're trying to get away with, which is force a fight, that's what they want. They want violence. And they don't, oddly enough, these idiots don't care if they spend, you know, the next 5 years sitting in jail. You know, if it's for George Soros, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Which I don't get, but okay, I don't really get that. I don't think they're thinking it through, Jim, Lori. I don't think they're really thinking about this.
I don't either. Now, I watched a video probably 2 years ago, Rick, when this Antifa stuff was starting up. Well, somebody had taken this group of people, 15, 20 of them, out in the desert.
Oh, yeah.
Giving them all AK-47. Oh, you saw that?
I saw.
Well, our listeners might not have.
Oh, blah, blah. Yeah.
And,
I won't say that they were good, but, you know, a monkey with a machine gun can still shoot you.
Right, but, you know, they were like 15 of them at the end were, I'm assuming it was semi-automatic. I don't know. Or maybe
they were,
three-round
bursts. They were just...
Well, you remember,
you know,
in the video shooting at something the size of a washing machine box? And it's like
I just remember it from 25 feet. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, these people really want to start something with old country boys like me? Do they really want to do that?
Well, up in Oregon, yeah, I saw the call. They're looking for oath keepers and armed people of good faith to come out and meet these idiots. And because, you know, and this is the regrettable. I'm not trying to glorify this. I'm telling you, this is sad. But
yes.
At the same time, you know, 1774 was sad. You know, there comes this bizarre point in your life where and we all hope it never comes, but you got to put up or shut up. And
well,
you can't.
I agree, but
these
at the same time,
steal
Rick,
your, yeah.
At the same time, I'm not going to support. If they are, you know, if this Patriot Prayer Group is truly neo-Nazi, like the news says they are, if they are, I don't know. I'm not accusing them of that. But if they are, I want no part of them.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
you know,
I think we need to stick with known entities like Oath Keepers and things like that. And, you know, those guys are real professional about what they do and how they do it. And, you know, we need to get them, you know, I've seen these rallies where Bikers for Trump showed up and basically stopped violence from occurring because, you know, Antifa does not want to monkey with these guys.
Okay. Well, yeah. I agree with you. You know, but I have this feeling, you know, thank God Trump is president is all I can say. But if it does start, be it in Portland or Seattle or Los Angeles.
Right.
I think those of us that live near a city need to think about relocating, or work in a city need to think about taking a, you know, vacation leave of absence. In the military, it's leave. I don't know what else it's called.
And we've seen that, you know, even going back 20, 30 years with James Wesley Rawls, you know, talking about trying to find a spot where you can go. But I don't think people ever really do that. I think it is very, very rare that anybody has the time or the wherewithal to do that. And then, of course, you know, most people work. And if you're not working, if you're on fixed income, how in God's name are you supposed to, you know, find the cash to buy a piece of farm ground? You know, that's
right.
Kind of a weird deal. But
make arrangements to stay with somebody that has a hobby farm in exchange for you working there a couple of weeks a year.
Good,
you know, something like that.
Good thought. Well, I'd want more. I would want one a couple of weeks. I'd want every single day. Yeah, you're not going to sit on the porch and eat while I work.
You know, an example.
Yeah, well, yeah, and with respect to that, I'm going to make a 22 and a half degree turn.
Okay.
For those of you that don't know, that's half of a 45. I was watching an interesting.
We got Lori laughing.
That's because they've never had a chop saw. I watched an interesting video about people facing down bears, and I was thinking about the bug-out bags I gave my children. Here's what happens with bear spray. Half of the people who have encountered a bear nose-to-nose, half of them have been physically ravaged if they had a firearm, whereas if they used bear spray, that's cut in half. So if you bear spray them, that goes down to 25%, and the injuries are less severe. Now, in a bug-out bag for your children, now I'm going to have to put a caveat in here, and I'm not saying I did this, but if I did, if I had it to do over again, let me see how can I put this. It's not legal to spray humans. Well, yeah, right. It's not legal to spray humans with bear spray. Okay, but I will tell you that the label comes off. So if you've got a college kid or something out there somewhere, and the difference between pepper spray and bear spray is the potency on a bear spray is much greater and it shoots much farther. So,
right.
You know,
it almost looks like a miniature fire extinguisher.
Oh, it sure does. Exactly like a, yes. I think that's what it is. It works exactly the same, including the little red pin you pull.
Right.
But if you're one of those people that does not necessarily enjoy shooting humans, you could spray them, and it won't kill them. And maybe you'll feel better about that in the end. Now, you know, it'll say right on the bottle, you're not supposed to spray people with it. But in a grid-down situation, if you're trying to stay alive and you're in an urban setting, I'm going to leave you up to your own devices with respect to that, but I want you to seriously consider taking bear spray and getting the label back off, because, you know, if it comes to a point where it's you or them and you don't really want to kill them, this could work. They'll get over it.
Good. Of course, the best solution is not to be there to start with. At least that's my thinking.
But these things can
happen so quickly, Rick. Look at how quick Ferguson happened. Everything was calm for the first day or so, and then all hell broke loose.
Guess who got wind of that and sent his people in?
Right. You know, and it can happen quickly. You know, like when Lori and I go to St. Louis, Missouri, or Columbia, Missouri, you know, we could literally be caught in something like that when I go in for a two-hour doctor's appointment because of an hour and 50 minutes of wait time. You know, when we come out, all hell could be busting loose.
Yeah, quick in and quick out's the deal. Deltwood was a part of Ferguson before they incorporated, but about two-thirds of what was actually burned during the Ferguson riot was in Deltwood, where I ran for office there. I lived there for about 8 years in Deltwood. So, you know, I'm very, very familiar with with this kind of mentality. And it makes no sense to the north. I know that there are people out there who are probably going, what in the hell is this guy talking about? You know, we've got black people around here that don't act anything like that. Trust me, I know
that you do. All
right,
we'll finish this up, folks.
Yeah.
We'll complete this part of the conversation after our break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. If you want to join in, 800-313-9443.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back. Okay, you guys have been talking basically about being prepared.
You guys that would be true. Yeah, sort of.
Sort of?
Well, I was going to suggest maybe we finish up the violent stuff and move on to something that's more about preparedness. I don't like to get stuck on the negative aspects. You know, we were complaining about negative news, and I think maybe we're helping them a little bit. So,
well, you're right. You're right, Rick.
Well, let's see. Good news, the sun is actually shining here in Georgia. Last few days have been nothing but rain. So that's good news.
Well, it was 96 here yesterday with a dry wind, and, you know, that was okay.
Now, right now, we're at 78 degrees, partly cloudy skies, light wind from the north.
I don't know how you're doing that. Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know if they can hear us, but if Katie did, they're singing in the trees.
Oh, I see where we're going. So do you want to talk about gardening for a few minutes? Because I got some stuff I want to share. Well, okay. So with respect to the fall garden, and let's just say beets. And I know what people are going to say, oh, my God, beets, I hate beets. No, you have no idea. And I've said this before. If you've never had beet, oh, my goodness, they sell them in powdered form because they are so good. Beets and beet greens, you know, beet greens obviously could be used for Lori's recipe for the collards. And,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, sure. You know, and with respect to that, before I go any further, this spring I suggested early Wonder Top beets, and I'm not thrilled with that. If you're looking for the tops, then if you're looking for the tops, if you're looking for the greens, then early Wonder Top is the way to go, because those are the most beautiful tops I've ever seen on anything, and they come up faster than Swiss chard, and they're a member of the chard family. However, when it comes to bulbing up, they don't bulb up reliably. So while you might get gorgeous greens, you don't necessarily get a beet. So
right.
I'm not as thrilled. So I'd probably do a mix, like maybe two-thirds the old-fashioned Detroit red beet, which bulbs up reliably,
right.
And maybe one-third early Wonder Top, so that I've got really nice-looking collars, well, tops. And
right.
And then plenty of beets. Beets, when cooked up, are a lot like a cooked carrot or a cooked apple. There's a lot of sugar content in them, and man, are they delicious and good for
you. It's also something that's extremely easy to can. My daughter and I canned 12, 15 quarts a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And they're very easy to
can.
Well,
that's the other thing. They're very prolific. I mean, when you're bringing in the beets, this is not an indeterminate thing. I mean, beets are basically more or less ready. All your beets are going to come ready in a period of about 2 weeks. So you're going to have, it's not like tomatoes that just peck away all year. Well, at least in the case of the indeterminate varieties, people like Heinz grow a determinate variety, and they all come due in the same week or 2 weeks.
Right.
With respect to beets, they do that too. I mean, Heinz is going to make ketchup, so they're not going to go out and pick tomatoes every day. Holy mackerel.
Okay, Rick.
These people are
we have
playing
top of the hour break, buddy?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 2.5 minutes. You want to join in the conversation, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.